give us the lowdown on the Bolin guy. Clearly,
what
he's a player.
Like,
well,
everything.
Well, Bob is I don't know. Are you reporting? What are you doing? Bob has been told he believes this has got. Is that a stalemate? Is it a stalemate between David Bolin and the Maple Leafs over a new contract?
I wouldn't describe it as a stalemate, Damian and Bob. Listen, at the end of the day, I view negotiations as a process, and there has been a prior exchange of proposals and which weren't accepted, and that's okay. And we have until July 1st to sign a new contract with the Leafs, or after July 1st to sign a new contract with another club, and that's the process. It's you know, there haven't been daily negotiations that have resulted in acrimonious relations or anything like that. It's been some, you know, friendly conversations prior to the Olympics, and that's where it's ended because we haven't agreed on the numbers.
You got to love Anton. Everybody's all friendly here. Look, you know, they were interested in signing him before the trade deadline to the point, and this won't shock you, they even thought if we can't sign him, we might just trade him. So there was a great interest on their part, and obviously nothing could get done, and for maybe good reason at that point. He was still injured. He wasn't playing.
That's right.
But have I said anything that's untrue so far?
No. I think they have interest in re-signing David Bolin at whatever the appropriate dollar value that they believe David Bolin has value to the club, and we have not agreed to that value at this point in time. Doesn't mean it won't happen. It's just at this point in time, the cards, you know, haven't stacked up the right way.
Other guys, when they're headed to free agency, sometimes they will and sometimes they won't make it clear, I want to stay here. I want to find a way to stay here. Has David Bolin made that kind of assertion to you?
No, he hasn't. And that's not to say that the opposite is the case either. David Bolin has never indicated to me that he does not want to stay in Toronto. But it's not an absolute, the only place I want to play with is in the city of Toronto. You know, he's played in Chicago before, and he has value elsewhere in the league, I would presume, based on having been in this business for 30 years, and that some point in time between David and I will sit down and discuss what we believe that value is both in Toronto and elsewhere. And every team in the league has their own issues. The Leafs have, you know, the issues that they have, and I won't get into them, but some of them are personnel issues and some of them are cap issues, and a lot of clubs have those same issues. So it's not for me to say that David Bolin will be able to identify exclusively the club that he wants to play for and get the exact dollar contract that he wants to get from that club, because everybody has issues. We live in a cap world, and one player's contract impacts on another, and some teams have lots of cap room and others don't. And some teams have budgets and others sign up to the cap.
You should know, by the way, Anton, when you said we live in a cap room, Bob bristled. Bob says, I don't live in a cap world.
Bob is the only person I know that doesn't live in the cap world.
I don't do no cap. Well, everybody's got to have, there's got to be somebody, right, who sets the standard.
Bob, you know what? We need you. You know what? Don Fair is a great guy, but I think we need you as the head of the Players Association.
Well, I wouldn't have let you get in the mess
like
you're in
attitude.
Now. I wouldn't have let you get in the mess you're in now, I'll tell you.
I think they're doing okay. NHL players and agents are doing okay.
and don't get me wrong, I really like Don Fair, so.
Well, I like him too.
You just want him replaced.
I like the Bobcat.
Yeah,
you just want him replaced, and that's the story that we're running with. Agent calls for Fair to be replaced.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
I'll be getting a phone call tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, I'm not taking the job for that pittance that you're paying Fear, by the way.
Okay.
You can forget that right away.
Not just Fear.
I would never expect you to accept that.
It's just so you know.
Not just Fear. They're paying, I think, five or six other former executive directors, too.
There is that, too, isn't there?
That's why they have a cap problem there, too.
They need to cap the number of executive directors.
Anton, we got to go here, but let's not get stupid. You're not going to sign with the Leafs. The guy's going to go to free agency. Why would you do anything else? In the world we're in today, yeah, guys got a shot at free agency. Let's find out what the market will pay. That's what you're going to do, and everything else is just nonsense.
Bob, it's very possible.
Yeah, well,
I've always thought you were a bright man.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What do you want, Thun?
Good
you want
Lord.
Something.
He does.
You're sucking up today.
We'll talk about it later.
See you, Anton.
See ya.
Bye, guys.